We are learning Maseches Menachos, Dav Tzadik Hei Amebeis, and we are starting from the Mishnah, Dav Tzadik Hei Amebeis. Okta Hiliga Mishnah. Achas Shtei Alechem, V'achas Lechem Haponim, Lishoson V'arichoson V'chutz. These two Menachos, the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Haponim, the Lisha and the Aricha can be done B'chutz, that's what he says. It means it's not being in a Klisharis, because if you want to do it in a Klisharis, it has to be done inside. Because if you do it outside, then it'll be a psul yotze. Now the truth is, a klisharis pashtus is not mekadesh the soilus outside the azara. Only it's mekadesh in the azara. But that's also part of what it means. You did it bechutz means you don't need a klisharis and you did the lisha outside the azara. Va'afiyosam befnim, but the baking of the shleilechem melachapon v'dafka befnim, because he holds a tanur, the tanur that was baked the shleilechem melachapon was kadosh. And it was a skadesh, and therefore it was a klisharis, and it was inside the azara. Ve'inon doiches Shabbos, but it's not doiches Shabbos. That means you have to do the baking before Shabbos. That means the lechem upon him was eaten on Shabbos and placed on Shabbos. When you bake it, you baked it before Shabbos. That was part of the chiddush that it was still hot because it was really 9 days old. It was from the Friday before. The ones you ate on Shabbos was on the Friday before, which is 9 days old, and still it was like fresh, like it came out of the oven. That was the chiddush, the nace of the lechem upon him. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, kol ma'aseyim bifnim, everything was done inside. All ma'aseyim was bifnim, everything was done. The lisha, the aricha, and the afiyah was all done inside the azara. Because he holds that the midas yavish was a skadish, everything was a skadish. Shimon Eimer, lo'il ma'vrogel Eimer, well, we always used to say, shtei alech lech upon him, k'sheris ba'azara, k'sheris b'spagi. It doesn't have to be ba'azara, it can be ba'azara and the base pagi. Base pagi, pashas means, b'chol Yerushalayim, like Rashi says, it means inside the walls of Yerushalayim. So you'll have to do the lisha, richa, and afia, according to Rabbi Shimon, in any way you want in Yerushalayim. There are three shittas in our Mishnah. The Tanakhama says it depends. Lisha aricha kibdom bechutz, tafiyah is bifnim. Yehuda says everything has done bifnim. And Rav Shimon says no, everything is done bechutz. Zot the Gemara, ho guf v'kasha. This alone is shver. The reish of the Mishnah is shver. Amrit lishasna v'arichasna bechutz, amon vidas yovash eruskacha. You must hold. There's a machlekes, we know it's machlekes tanoim really. We had it before, we had it a bunch of times already. There's a machlekes if midas yavish and skacha, maybe only midas lach was a skacha. Midas yavish was not nimshach v'shemen ha-mishcha, was not a skacha. There's a machlekes, two on the omrim, was the gay for birutzim, was the gay for other things that we had before. So if he holds a lisha v'aricha v'chutz, he means midas yavish, which he measured the sarain of the soilus, loin the skacha, and therefore no problem of yaitzei.
What's the right answer? Maybe it doesn't need to
clean shiras until you get it. But it means you always start off a mincha was by measuring it in the sarin. That's the way you started. You used the sarin. Yeah, it was the sarin. That was the keli.
Every other
mincha
you need.
What? Right, so could we learn the skach for that also? The truth is that there it has done with frim.
Could be. What's the raya from here?
The raya is that you can do b'chutz. You're right. It's not a raya because those things may have to be b'fnim. The raya is you can do a b'chutz. So Rashi says it must be that it was not a skachu because if it's a skachu, nifslo b'yotze. That's what Rashi says. Rashi learns v'nafki nifslo b'yotze. That's no. It's not right. It's not right today. It's a raya. The ones you use for outside will learn a skachu. The ones you use to start the lisha aricha, that was learn a skachu. It's not the point. It's not right. The raya is that you don't have to have klisharis and you can do it outside. Now that alone is not so pashut. Like Rashi says, the raya is because be psul yotzei zok taisvis. Divrei maschil lishasa. He says the in a skachu, if it was in a skachu, then migna milsa the apiklu avroy. It'll be a bazillion to take it outside. Like a prisha kuntus mefarish metam psul yotze. The mishum kiddush kli loy mifsul be yotze because it was outside. Because it can reach the very kama. V'hai dechom. Samuza. He says Tais holds that it doesn't come psul yotze until it gets the skadish with the kedushas mincha. But just being a klishar is not enough to have psul yotze. But it's still it's not a gnai to have something that's kaddish outside the azara. But in any case, like Gavi, your question, the answer is very simple, that you always measure it in a sarin, and a sarin was either a skadish or not a skadish. It didn't have like a choyli sarin and a kaddish sarin. That one is sarin. We had before, how many meters were in the base mikdash? Two or three. That's it. It wasn't like you didn't have 20 of them. You had two or three. And shal was a skadish? Not. It happens to be, chatzi sarin definitely wasn't a skadish. We'll see in the Gemara and Dar Tzadik Vav. But at the end of the day, Lemaisa was saying from here that Midas Yavish learned a skacha, he must hold because he measured the sarin outside, and that's what he can do with b'chutz. So he says, Weiter, it says in Mishnah, Vafiyasam Efnim. Alma Mishnah is Neskacha. You see that the Tanurim were Neskacha because you have to do Dafka Efnim. So what's going on over here? That's the Kasha. So Amar Rabba, some of the Gears, Amar Rabba, that this is a good Kasha. Huksha Adam Kasha. This Kasha bothered a Adam Kasha. Adam Kasha means a very Kasha person. Chacham Umechudad. Lechate Chaloch Ka Barzel. And Tosef brings down that Talmud Chacham has to be stark like Barzel. So it's referring to a Chacham Gadol. Huksha Adam Kasha, Shu Kasha Ka Barzel, Mona Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes had this Kasha, he never turns. Zog to Gemara, what's the big deal? My kasha, what's the kasha? Dilma Isara in Le Mekadosh. Maybe the Isara in the word Mekadosh. But Tana Mekadosh. But Tana word Mekadosh, not so shver. Eli kasha al kasha. I'll tell you what shver. Different kasha. Vafiyosa mefnim. You bake it inside. Alma Tana Mekadosh. You see the Tana is called Klisharis. That's Mekadosh. The mincha. Let's say lechem upon him. And then it says in the Mishnah, Ve'in doiches is a Shabbos. Freitim ar kasha. If shalom belina. Well, coming out, the Tanakhama holds that it's Midas Yorosh Lo Neskacha Lagavi Lisho Va'aricha Lagavi Afia Avada. It's Neskadosh. The question is, well, how's it end Echaz Shabbos? They have a big problem over here. It's Psolina. It became Kaddish already. Now the next day it's Psolina. Ifsalablina. Amar Rava, that's good Kasha. Huksha Adam Kasha Shu Kasha Gavazel. Amar Rav Sheshar had this Kasha and never turns. Amar Rav Ashi, my Kush, what's the big deal? Dilma, maybe mifnim. Maybe mifnim doesn't mean taka inside the azara, and it means there's a skadish. Maybe mifnim just means b'mokim is reason. You have to do the afia in a place where they have kahanim's reason. Why need kahanim's reason? Zog Rashi. Leiv azara mamish el b'chutz yafo kahanim's reason shle yachmes shouldn't come chametz. So that's what it means. It doesn't mean inside. It just means b'mokim's reason, a place where kahanim are. Now the truth is that the Chok Nos already asks, the Fetus Gemara is having it right now, that we think Mefnim just means Mokum's Rizim. So good, you understand Lechem Aponim needs Rizim, because Lechem Aponim was Matzah. Shouldn't be Chametz. But Shtei Lechem Taka was Chametz. What he needs Rizim for? You didn't know Shtei Yachmetz there. What was the Havmina there? Okay, it could have been Kasha. The Gemara's different Kasha. What the Ravashi Barusi? Ravashi, you have to throw out. Why? Marav Shach. If Afia needs reason, because it might become Chametz, Lisha V'Aricha Nam be his reason. So why is Lisha V'Aricha B'Vachot? Sounds like it only Kahanim is reason. Chayinidi Kahanim is reason also. Because you worry about Chametz. V'Lisha V'Aricha Loi be his reason, if you're not Loi be his reason. Elder of Ashi Barusi, Rav Ashi Yishver. So come to us, staying with Akasha. We have a Tanakhama says that the Lisha V'Aricha B'Vachot, because not Neskadish, the Midas Yavish of Isarim, but the Tana was Neskadish. That's what's coming out. So the kasha was the why not hexa and decha Shabbos pramalina. We didn't answer that kasha. What's the tarts? So Tosfos in a few words says Elder Rashi Barusi touches on the bottom says v'tavra mizushonazu loyshonazu. The answer of Tosfos is that tavra mizushonazu loyshonazu means that you have to say that the one who says any decha Shabbos holds that it's not mekudesh, and the one who says that fiyasa mefnim has to say decha Shabbos. It's like two different amount of the umrim. Vafiyasa mefnim mandiyama holds taka doichet Shabbos because of bilina. Ve'ena doichet Shabbos holds taka afiyasa mechutz. That's what you have to say. You have to say in the Mishnah, two different mandiyamim in the Mishnah. That's the only way out to answer the steer. Zot Gemara Vayta. We're continuing the same halachas. Because now we had Rabbi Huda and Shimon with two of the shittas. Rabbi Huda says across the board mefnim, and Rabbi Shimon says across the board kedam mechutz. So Amar Rab Avo Bar Kahana. B'shneim mikro achadarshu. He first wanted a taina that they both darshan from a pasuk. There's a maisa in Shmuel Aleph where David HaMelech was running away from Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech wanted to kill him, he ran running away, and he was starving, and they had no food for a while. And he reached the Noiv Ir HaKahanim, that the Mishkan at that time was in Noiv. There was no Arun there because it was after Mishkan Shiloh, but there was the Mishkan with the Shulchan, everything was in Noiv. Noiv Ir HaKahanim. And he gets there and he says, "You have any food?" So he said, "No, we don't have any food, but we only have lechem apanim. Lechem apanim obviously is for kahanim and for tahirim." So David says, "V'yan David es akoyim v'yemer loyv kiim isha tzur alonu kusmal shulsham." We really didn't. We're getting close to isha the past 3 days, so we're not about balikari. We're not tamit. But say, "See, v'yu kol norm kaidish. Everyone is pure. V'hu derachol v'af ki ayoyim yikdash b'kli." Now, what does that mean? Yikdash bakeli. What does words mean? Hu derachol v'af ki ayoyim yikdash bakeli. So these words, the more for on the time is v'chalik sir hu deram shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Savar v'chol ashkechinu. He found them He walked in and he found them baking the challah, the lechem aponim, outside the Mishkan, outside the klam. Amalahu dera chalka fisule. You're baking it outside. Afka yoyim yikdash bekli if savalina. If you're putting it into the tanur, it's going to become kaddish. So it's going to be pasalina. That was his tain. That was the words are. Hu dera chal. Are you baking it bechal dafka not on Shabbos? So it became kaddish. It's a psalina. That was David's taina. So you see that you're supposed to bake it on Shabbos, because if not, it's a primalina. That's what you see from these words. Rav Shimon types the word like this. Shimon saw about Shabbos going to kafle. He found him baking it on Shabbos. Amalu loy der chal b'islam evda. Shouldn't you bake it in the weekday? Midi tana mekadesh shulchan mekadesh. Is the tana be mekadesh? The shulchan's mekadesh. It's not mekadesh, but it's from a tana. It's mekadesh from a shulchan. So you should be baking it before Shabbos, not on day of Shabbos. So there's two ways to learn the tana of who der chal afke yom mekadesh. And lemaisam. And then that's the Bia Machlekes Rudar Rav Shimon. So tomorrow you can't say that. Mi Motzes Amris the B'Shas Afiyah Shchinu. V'Ksiv, it says in the next pasuk that the Achimelech the Koyin Taka listened to David and says Vayitin Lo Koyin Kodesh Ki Lo Yisham Lechem Kiim Lechem Aponim Hamusar Fnei Hashem. There was no other bread besides Lechem Aponim that's taking off Fnei Hashem. Losum Lechem Choyin V'Yem Lachoy. This is the riot that was hot. This is from the Makara that it's hot. He says the only lechem that we have is the lechem upon him, which is Musar Mufnei Hashem. So clearly he didn't walk in while they were baking it. He walked in after it was baked, because they handed the lechem from the shulchan. So there can't be a pshat in the pasuk. We have two pshat in the pasuk has the first, not like that. It was baked lechem ready. Elamai derechal de ka'amar aluhu. What's derechal mean? Hachikam aluhu. This is what he said. And this is the kuliyam. This is how he types the pasuk. Hachikam aluhu. Lech lechem. Well, the Achimelech said, "There's no other lechem. Give me lechem hamparim himself and Hashem. So only have lechem hamparim here." Amalu. So David says to Achimelech, "Loim boy, hi. It's possible the lechem hamparim I'm allowed to eat, because the lechem hamparim now is mutar the kahanim. Once it's mutar the kahanim, there's no meila on it. Given the nafik lechem meila, derechalu. It has already an element of being chayil, because there's no meila on it. Once it's mutar the kahanim, so you're right. Only kahanim allowed to eat it, but already it's no meila on that anymore." It's already mutter for hadyot, you know, for people to eat it. But he said like this: first of all, who derechal? First of all, it's already namila. And el afilu heich nami that yom yikdash bekli keli. He says, and even if you would tell me that it was still kaidish because he didn't, we weren't mistalik yet, still you're allowed to give it to me. Havuli, you give it to me, the leichal to eat. Why? On top of tzadik vav mesukenu, because I am mesuken. Rashi says achsoi bulmes. He was so hungry that. It was dangerous. Like it says in Yom Kippur, if someone's so hungry, you could tell in his eyes that he's mamish about to starve. You're allowed to give him food even on Yom Kippur. So here, that's the David Melech's taina. So the words of Hudar Chal Yom Kippur saying like they're saying Mamar of Shach. First of all, it's chal, and even if not, I'm allowed to eat it because I'm a sukkah. So what's the machlokes Hudar Rav Shimon if you have to do with Fnim of Chutz? But Rav Hudar Rav Shimon the Gemara Pligi, they're arguing in a Mesaira. They're arguing in a Mesaira. And what's the machlokes? One man, the Yom learned from his Rebbe that the klisharos were in the Skadish, and therefore everything has to be bifnim. The other one had a couple of them his Rebbe that it was van bechutz. They cannot be. We always used to say, "Shtei alechem lechem aponim ksheris ba'azara ksheris beis pagi." Shema mino. The lashon la'olam ha'yu avrogel loyma is mashba like it was a Kabbalah. This is the way they always said in Shir. They always said in Shir, this is the way it is. That ksheris ba'azara ksheris beis pagi, and it's really a mesaira. And the truth is. That it's a little bit problematic because more saying that's a masayra, a chagis masayra, because if the owner remembers that nunzayin amabez, there's a sugya there that has a pasuk vayim shechei vayikachim oisam, and it's a chagis tanoim how to learn. Rabbi Yisrael ma midas halach nimshach beim frim mechutz midas yavas nimshach frim mechutz. Rabbi Yisrael ma midas halach nimshach frim mechutz midas yavas nimshach kolikar. They learn from a pasuk vayim shechei vayikachim oisam. It's got a chagis some sukkim. So here it's mashmash chagis some masayra. I and Rabbi Kivego and Daf Samach Gimel who has his kasha. But in any case, Lamaisa coming out, there's a three-way machlekes in our Mishnah, and Tanakama holds part was b'chutz, part was b'fnim, Rabbi Yehuda holds everything was b'fnim, and Rabbi Shimon holds everything was b'chutz, and Argumar comes out, they're arguing in the Mesaira what the Rabbeim taught them about the halacha of Midas Yavash and Skadish Shanat, if he has to be b'fnim or b'chutz.